Let's check some high school sports from the weekend. First, the Missouri Valley Invitational cross-country meet held on Saturday on the girls' side. Just three teams scoring points. It was Griswold winning with 29 points. Tri-Center, the runner-up, with 50. Missouri Valley with 63 points, placing third. On the boys' side, it was St. Albert winning with 24 points. Missouri Valley with 65 was second. Riverside was third with 83. Tri-Center, Clarinda Academy, and Griswold round out the rest of the field. Individually, on the girls' side, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the champ, 15 minutes 43.42 seconds was her time. Ashton Alfers of Tri-Center was second. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center third, and Jordan Sint of Griswold was fourth. Breezy Weaver of Missouri Valley placing fifth. Also, Griswold's Alex Flippin, Larissa Backus, and Allison Young placed seventh, eighth, and ninth in Saturday's meet. On the boys' side individually, Josh Sindelar of St. Albert was the champ, with John Gunderson of Riverside placing second. Scott Thulin and George Dahl of St. Albert were three and four, with Ian Patrick of Riverside placing fifth. Also, Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center was sixth in that meet on Saturday. In high school volleyball Saturday, Atlantic participating in the Knoxville Invitational Tourney, and they came up short in all four of their matches. ADM, Pella, and Pella Christian all posting 2-0 wins over Atlantic. Also, Knoxville a 2-1 winner over the Trojans on Saturday. At the Winterset Tourney Saturday, Nevada beat Creston 2-1. It was Nevada over Red Oak 2-0. Also, Red Oak beat Sheraton, Norwalk, Winterset, and NSKAR all in 2 straight games. At the Heland Catholic Tourney on Saturday, Abe Lincoln defeated Ridgeview, Sioux Center, and Sioux City East all 2-0. IKM Manning a 2-0 winner over Ridgeville. It was Lamar's over IKM Manning 2-0. Lewis Central won 4 matches. They beat IKM Manning 2-1. Lewis Central also downed Abe Lincoln, Maple Valley, and Sioux City North in 2 straight games. Maple Valley beat IKM Manning 2-0. Sioux City North over IKM Manning 2-0. Western Christian beat Abe Lincoln and Lewis Central both in 2 straight games. Also in Saturday volleyball and tournament play, it was Algona over Carroll 2-1. Carroll defeated Spencer, Forest City, and Clear Lake all 2-1. Carroll over West Hancock 2 in a row. Iowa Christian beat Woodward Granger 2-1. Iowa Christian over Panorama 2-0. Also, Sheldon beat Carroll 2-0. South Hardin beat Iowa Christian Academy twice 2-0. And also South Hardin over Panorama 2-0 in Saturday volleyball. To the NFL now, where it was a good run while it lasted. After an impressive 5-0 start to the NFL season, the Lions dropped from the undefeated ranks with a heartbreaking 25-19 loss to visiting San Francisco. The 49ers scored a go-ahead touchdown with a minute 51 left when Alex Smith's TD pass to Delanie Walker on 4th and goal from the 6-yard line was upheld by a video review. Detroit had a chance to drive for a tying field goal or a go-ahead touchdown, but they couldn't get a first down. David Akers tacked on a 37-yard field goal with 1:02 to go to cap off scoring. The Lions' loss leaves the defending champion Packers with the league's only unblemished mark and a 1-game lead over the Lions atop the NFC North. Aaron Rodgers passed for 310 yards and 3 touchdowns in a 24-3 victory over winless St. Louis that upped Green Bay's record to 6-0. Elsewhere around the NFL, Tom Brady's 8-yard TD pass to Aaron Hernandez with 22 seconds left gave New England a 20-16 win over Dallas, putting the Patriots atop the AFC East at 5-1. Baltimore was a 29-14 winner against visiting Houston as Joe Flacco threw for 305 yards and ran for a touchdown. Oakland improved to 4-2 but lost quarterback Jason Campbell to a broken collarbone in a 24-17 win over Cleveland. Campbell was 6 of 9 for 52 yards before leaving the game following a 7-yard run late in the first half. Also, New Orleans and Tampa Bay share the NFC South lead at 4-2 after the Buccaneers' 26-20 win over the visiting Saints. Josh Freeman threw for 303 yards and 2 touchdowns in that ball game. Devin Hester grabbed a 48-yard touchdown pass and scored on a career-best 98-yard kickoff return to highlight Chicago's 39-10 rout of Minnesota. Atlanta hits the break-even mark with a 31-17 win over visiting Carolina's Matt Ryan scored the tie-breaking touchdown on a 1-yard sneak with 7 minutes left. Rashard Mendenhall ran for a season-high 146 yards and a touchdown, and the Steelers narrowly avoided a second-half collapse in a 17-13 win over Jacksonville. Philadelphia snapped an ugly 4-game losing streak to stay in the NFC East race as Michael Vick completed 18 of 31 passes for 237 yards and 1 touchdown with 1 interception in a 20-13 victory at Washington. Amon Bradshaw became the first Giants running back to rush for more than 100 yards in a game, and Lawrence Tyans kicked a go-ahead 23-yard field goal with a minute 32 remaining, lifting New York past Buffalo 27-24. Also, cornerback Nate Clements blocked a late field goal try that would have tied the game, and Carlos Dunlap returned to fumble 35 yards for the clinching score, helping Cincinnati hold on for a 27-17 win, keeping Indianapolis winless on the season. In college football news, LSU and Alabama are 1-2 in the first BCS standings of the season, followed by Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Boise State. Wisconsin was 6th, followed by fellow undefeated teams Clemson and Stanford. The other two undefeated major college teams are Kansas State in 11th place and Houston at 19th. With no big surprises Saturday, the top 10 teams in the AP's top 25 poll remain unchanged from a week ago. LSU is a solid number one with 41 votes, while second-ranked Alabama received 11, and number three Oklahoma picked up 6 mentions for number one. Wisconsin and Boise State are numbers 4 and 5, with the fifth-ranked Broncos picking up 1 vote for the top spot in the poll. Oklahoma State, Stanford, Clemson, Oregon, and Arkansas make up the second 5. Kansas State improved to 6-0 Saturday night with a 41-34 comeback victory at Texas Tech, and they jumped 5 spots in the rankings. It was the 4th straight week Coach Bill Snyder's Wildcats won as underdogs. The last time K-State was ranked this highly was the 2004 preseason poll, when the Wildcats were number 12. Texas and Baylor dropped out of the rankings after losing Big 12 games, while Washington jumps in at 22 and Georgia returns in a tie for number 24. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
IndyCar racing has its first on-track fatality in 5 years. Dan Weldon was killed Sunday in a massive 15-car wreck that sent cars flying through the air early in the Las Vegas Indy 300. The two-time Indy 500 winner was 33 when he flew over another vehicle and landed in a catch fence just outside turn 2 on lap 11. 3 other drivers were hospitalized following the wreck. Will Power was treated and released, but J.R. Hildebrand and Pippa Mann were expected to remain in the hospital overnight. Drivers were told of Weldon's death in a meeting about 2 hours after the crash that many of them say is the worst they've ever seen. There had been concerns about the high speeds at the track, where they were hitting nearly 225 miles per hour during practice. The 1.5-mile oval was red flagged following the accidents, while crews worked on fences and removed smashed cars. The race was eventually called off, although the 19 drivers still in the race performed a 5-lap salute to Weldon, driving 3 abreast around the oval. IndyCar also canceled its season-ending banquet, which had been scheduled for tonight. It's the first IndyCar fatality since Paul Dana was killed after a crash in a morning warm-up at Homestead in 2006. Well, St. Louis Cardinals are the National League champions following an outstanding offensive display in Milwaukee last night. David Freese belted one of the Cardinals' 3 home runs while going 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored in a 12-6 rout of the Brewers in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. Freese smacked a 3-run shot to put the Cardinals ahead 4-0 in the first inning. Rafael Furcal launched a solo blast in the second, and Albert Pujols did the same in the third. Pujols and pinch hitter Alan Craig each finished with 2 RBIs. The Brewers lost easily despite hitting 3 home runs over the first 2 innings. Corey Hart led off the first with a homer before Ricky Weeks and Jonathan Lucroy added second inning blast to get Milwaukee within 5-4. But the Cardinals regained control with a 4-run third and never led by fewer than 4 the rest of the way. It's the 3rd National League pennant for the Cardinals since 2004, and their 18th overall. They'll host the Texas Rangers in the first 2 games of the World Series, Game 1 set for Wednesday night. In the National Hockey League, just 1 game Sunday, it was Anaheim doubling up St. Louis by a score of 4-2. Also in golf, Ben Crane beat Webb Simpson with a birdie in the second hole of their 2-man playoff to win the PGA's McGladrey Classic at St. Simons Island, Georgia. Simpson missed a putt from just over 3 feet that would have extended the match had it gone in. Crane was 7 shots back with 11 holes to play, but he birdied 4 of the last 5 holes to shoot a 7-under-63. After birdies on 10 and 11, Simpson parred in for a 66, leaving him at 15-under. After 72 holes. Despite the runner-up finish, Simpson took a big step toward winning the PGA Tour money title. He has a 363,000-plus lead over Luke Donald heading into next week's season-ending tournament. Greg Norman tells the Fort Myers News Press that he doesn't think much of the way Tiger Woods plays golf these days, saying he would not have picked the former number one to play in the President's Cup. The Australian golfer says PGA champion Keegan Bradley would have made a more logical choice for U.S. captain Fred Couples. Norman is the international team captain for the President's Cup to be played November 17th through the 20th at Royal Melbourne. Woods has not won in the last 2 years and has fallen out of the top 50 for the first time since he was a 20-year-old rookie in 1996. Couples also picked FedEx Cup champ Bill Haas. He says Bradley will be added to the team if Steve Stricker's neck injury prevents him from playing. And Fred Couples coasted to victory at the Champions Tour event in San Antonio. The captain of the U.S. President's Cup team closed with a 6-under 66 to finish 23-under for the 54-hole tournament, 7 shots clear of Mark Calcavecchia, who also carded a 66 in his final round. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.